This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Guess who's joining us now? It's Griff Jenkins from the Fox News Channel.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
How are you, buddy? Where are you today?
Heidi Harrison, it's great to be with you and Kim. I haven't talked to you in so long. You do such a great job, and I greatly appreciate the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer fanfare for the common man. I don't know if it's because of great things I have attempted to do or by virtue of the fact that I'm a middle-aged 50-something guy and can recognize that song.
Well, you know, Carl's like the genius here. Where are you today? I know you're all over the place.
You know, I am literally, sometimes I have to check where I am and I don't even know because they got me traveling around from the border to the LA fires and everywhere in between. But today I'm in D.C., working out of the D.C. Bureau. And a little later today, Heidi, I'm going to get to go out to Andrews Air Force Base and interview a couple of Medal of Honor recipients at a ceremony ahead of they're opening a National Medal of Honor Museum. It's going to be amazing. It's in Arlington, Texas. They're opening it on Tuesday. But today, several of the Medal of Honor recipients are being honored at Joint Base Andrews, and we're going to talk to a Navy SEAL. You may remember this guy, Brett Slabinski, who was among the first battles of in Afghanistan against Al-Qaeda. He rescued many of his SEAL Team 6 members. And then also a Army captain, Florent Groberg, who goes by Flo, who tackled a suicide bomber in Afghanistan and saved countless lives. And I could go on all day long talking about these guys. I'm so excited to interview them because it's interesting. Heidi, I came to Fox in the year 2000 with Lieutenant Colonel Ollie North to do a show called War Stories, to tell the stories of the men and women who have sacrificed so much and done so much for this country. And now here, full circle, some near quarter century later, I'm the correspondent that gets to interview these heroes for which it's often said of Medal of Honor recipients, even on their worst day, they were able to summon their very best and do amazing, wow, heroic things.
How fun. That'll be fantastic for you to do that and get their stories because we, you know, we owe so much to these heroes, don't we?
We sure do. And it's so easy in the hustle and bustle of our busy lives to forget these things. But, you know, these are individuals who did remarkable things in a split second, in some cases, with Flo Groberg tackling a suicide bomber to save all of his men. You know, we just don't give them enough attention. And I'm hoping that I'll have an opportunity this afternoon and tomorrow to really get that story out there and just highlight it. And you know, it's not just really about the heroism of one man or woman. It's really about what separates us from the rest of the world as Americans, in that we are able to just almost second nature give the greatest of sacrifices for our fellow Americans and really the nation that we are.
That's cool, Griff. We'll have to look for that story. It's hippos, and then you get to do really cool stories like this. That's what we can expect from you.
Cocaine hippos. Yeah, I remember
that. All over the place.
Cocaine hippos, indeed. That's right. That's right. I think I talked to you when I was down there on that.
Oh, and by the way, it was Heidi.
My latest Fox News special, which was about the Panama Canal, we went down to Panama, is getting all sorts of play. Secretary Marco Rubio has been talking about it, and we'll see what's going to happen. But I'm quietly pitching my bosses saying, okay, guys, the Panama Canal went well. Let's pack our bags and go to Greenland.
Ooh, there you go. That would be cool. Well, you're our immigration/border expert. So I have to get your take on the federal judges who were coming down in the Trump administration for them trying to deport these illegal gang members. I mean, what are you hearing? I mean, what's next? I mean, are they going to be halted and stopped from actually doing this?
Well, it's going to come down to, you know, whose interpretation of the law you agree with, and that ultimately may make it all the way to the Supreme Court. But let me just back up quickly and talk about, you know, I was among the very first to report on Trinidad Aragua, not because I'm some special reporter, but because the previous chief of the Border Patrol, Jason Owens, and the previous director of ICE, PJ Lechleitner, were talking with me daily sometimes, and they were trying to sound the alarm on Trinidad Aragua. And Sunday night, I did a full screen, touch screen thing to sort of wake Americans up. There was, prior to 2022, there isn't a single record of a Trinidad Aragua, dangerous, violent Venezuelan gang member being arrested. It all came under President Biden's open border policies. Today, we have identified at least 15 states where they've committed crimes and have been arrested. That's why there is a top priority among Tom Homan in the Trump administration to deport these specific Venezuelan gang member criminals to get them out of our communities. And, you know, when you look at what he did to invoke the Alien Enemies Act, it's done as a wartime authority to identify a specific group of individuals that pose a great danger and threat. And you cannot look back in just a short 3 years at the horrific crimes that Trinidad Aragua has been linked to, from Lake and Riley's murder to the murder and rape of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare to the shooting of NYPD officers in New York. The list goes on and on. And so you can identify a specific threat. We know the track record of the recent arrival. So does it amount legally to an invasion? I would submit to you it amounts to something that looks like an invasion, whether you call it that or not, because Venezuelans took advantage of the open border policies, knew they would get released, and they set up shop. And it appears Aurora, Colorado was certainly a command post for them because of them taking over those apartments and the heinous crimes they did, kidnapping and torturing residents in that apartment building. At the end of the day, I think it's probably going to hold up, because you can't say that if you replaced the name Trinidad Aragua with ISIS, anyone would disagree they posed a threat. But yet in the last 3 years, Trinidad Aragua has committed a heck of a lot of murders and heinous crimes against Americans than ISIS has.
And you know the thing is, Griff, we're speaking with Griff Jenkins. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. You know the thing is, they're not grabbing the guy on the street who's selling flowers and sending him to Venezuela. They're not grabbing the guy out in front of Home Depot who's trying to get some day work. They're not grabbing these people off the street. These are gang members. They know they're gang members. Gang experts know they're gang members. There's no question about who they are. They're targeting certain people to get him out of the country. And the idea that any liberal wants to defend their right to be here is just, it's beyond my comprehension, Griff.
Is what's really interesting, and obviously I'm in Washington, sitting in our bureau in D.C., just steps from the U.S. Capitol. So my worldview is tainted, Heidi, because, you know, I see things politically. But if you look at the political side of this, the Democrat Party has never been in more disarray. I mean, public enemy number three for the Democrat Party is their own Chuck Schumer behind Trump and Elon Musk. It's like, go figure. But yet we keep waiting to find out who will be the leaders of the Democrats and what will they learn as lessons from November. And the most glaring lesson of the Democrats' unbelievable defeat in this past November was that they were on the wrong side of the issue of immigration, because Americans in every town, in every state in this country have had enough and don't want the threat to their communities. And so when this administration came in and said, we're not going to grab the guy trying to get a job in front of Home Depot, we're going to grab the criminal aliens and get them out, you would think they would have learned in those 4 or 5 months that, hey, you know what, we need to get on the right side. But yet you don't. You have all of these mayors and governors from California to Chicago to Massachusetts that want to somehow protect criminal migrants. And I can't for the life of me find a justifiable, you know, argument of why you would want to be on that side.
Yeah, they won't give Trump one win. They just can't accept that anything he's done is actually beneficial to the United States. They will not acknowledge it. Drives you crazy. Griff Jenkins, I know you got to run, but it's great talking to you again. I get to sit in for Mark once in a while, and I'm always thrilled when I get to talk to you.
It's always great to be with you. And who knows, from hippos to whatever comes next, I'll be talking to you from some far-flung place in the world. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. He's got the go bag from hell right by the front door with everything in it. Everything.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So fun. Thank you, Griff. Appreciate it. I'm Heidi Harrison.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.